Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Who's So Now, the American Led Blog Talk Radio Show. It's your host, DJ Gatsby, a.k.a. Mr. Grown and Sexy, and also known as the book critic in some circles. Got a very special show this afternoon. One of my authors, actually, he's the main author with WBMG Publishing, the publishing company that I founded. His name is author George Naeem Cash in the building. How you doing, my brother?
I'm doing really well. Give me a sound check. How's my volume level?
We good, man. I hear you nice and clear. I'm sure the listeners, if they, you know, tune in or click on, they'll be able to hear you.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Good, man.
It's been a while.
Yeah, once again. Yeah, man, I know you've been busy. You know, I've been busy doing a lot of other things.
Absolutely.
But we're back to what we're doing, which is, you know, promoting these books, man, and giving our readers something to be proud of and something to occupy their time. So, you know, again, welcome to the show, B.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Wait a minute. Where's my audience at?
And hello to everybody that's in the audience.
Yeah. Now, what we're going to do, we're going to talk about all three books, man.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to take it back to, you know, the first book. We're going to talk about the Prison Yard series. And, you know, we're going to kind of inform and educate everybody who doesn't know who you are, where you're from, or what you've been doing. First of all, let me just say that me and Arthur George and I am Cash are good friends. We've known each other from Spring Valley, New York. Grew up
way
together,
back.
Hung out. Yes, sir. He joined a DJ crew that I started along with my brother, the Wilson Brothers. Had a nice run doing that, man. Yeah, rest in peace, Taboo. Big shout out to Sir Glenn, Dapper Dan, Rod Ray's, and everybody that was down with that. But then, you know, a lot of things happened in between then. If you want to know about those things, you can read the book, The Good and the Bad, which is part one of biography that Mr. Cash wrote. But what we really want to do now is start where we're at right now with your writing career. You know, I signed you last year.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about, you know, signing with WBMG Publishing, man, and how that's working out for you.
Well, I've always been sort of familiar on and off with contracts, but I've never done a literary contract before, and you are the first. As a matter of fact, I was writing just to divert my time away from music. Whenever I would get stuck musically, I would write. And the more I would do that, the deeper you would be coming, because you started out as just just your book club, go off from there with you. But by the time you became what I would like to call a grown-up in the book world, you was asking me whether or not I had anything down. So the writing is first nature to me. Writing in this form has been very interesting for me, and I really do enjoy learning as I go, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you coming on board, man. Again, you had other skills. You were doing other things musically. We're going to play some of your songs a little later on. And you have been doing some writing.
Interesting.
But again, as a lot of authors start out, just a hobby, putting thoughts on paper, and and you're just trying to stay busy.
Just trying to
but
stay
like
busy.
But I said, I do
yeah.
appreciate you signing and coming on and a big part, man, of what we're doing over here in WBMG Publishing. Now, real quickly, The Good and the Bad, autobiography, a two-lap account of your life and shenanigans. That book is available on Amazon, Kindle, and paperback. It's also available at Barnes & Noble. Nook. Hold on a second, man. It's available on Barnes & Noble Nook. Now, that book was released last year, and congratulations on that book, man. It's been...
Yeah,
thank
you. It feels
it's been a little over a year.
The time has flown because you've been getting me involved with a lot of different things in the book world, so the time has been flying.
Yeah. All right. So anybody who asking about that book, it's part one of his life story. Book two is coming out soon. We don't really know. We haven't set a date on that.
No, but it's being worked
those books
on
are available. Yeah. And since we're talking about the good and the bad, book two, man, I understand you have been working on it. Not close
Absolutely.
To completion, but you have done quite a bit.
Quite a bit. I could say honestly and confidently I'm halfway through.
Okay. Well, that must be good news.
But the
for
short
all
stories,
of...
the short stories have been popping into my head, and ever since you put me on to the short story genre, I can express myself with just trends of thought, outbursts, as if you were. I can just have a short story outburst because there's little short stories
uh-huh.
all in me, and I hope that the way I'm saying this has any future writers or people that's thinking about writing. When you have an outburst over an episode that have happened to you, just jot it down, and now there's a market for it. So I'm loving the short
mm-hmm.
story series. I really
yeah.
am.
Speaking of the short stories, you had started a series of short stories that were going straight to Kindle.
Mm-hmm.
They're actually available on Kindle right now. The first of those
mm-hmm.
was the Sounds of Sing Sing,
mm-hmm.
which is available on Kindle. Tell us a bit about Sounds of Sing Sing, how that came about, man, and a little background on that particular story.
Well, without killing it for somebody to actually read Good and Bad, one, I was already in jail awaiting sentence. And when I got sentenced, the very first big prison I ever went to was Sing Sing. If you grew up in New York, you always knew about Sing Sing, Sing Sing, and your age will tell you a lot more about it when it used to be a death house and all of that. So it already came with a spooky mystique, you know, like the other big prisons
uh-huh.
you hear about, like Alcatraz and things like that. Wherever they executed people, the nation pretty much knew where that prison was. I didn't know whether or not they still executed or not, but when I got transferred from a county jail, they sent me to Sing Sing. And it was so traumatic how many things I was hearing at once, because I guess they say you're in the big boys, you're in the big leagues now or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that
definitely.
Literally
Absolutely.
The big leagues, because it was so many people in there and so much going on. You could just feel the pressure. But I didn't realize I retained almost everything I was hearing in there until just recently when I got serious about writing. But the sounds that I hear are so vivid in my mind. Hopefully I put it down in writing where the reader is following along
uh-huh.
and just how intense the situation is.
Yeah, I'm going to read the synopsis real quick from the Sounds of Sing Sing. It says, from the moment I arrived, the power and history of his past surrounded my thoughts. The sheer fear of the expected and the unexpected had me in its grip. My entire body felt like a clenched fist with the fingernails digging into my palm. It was my own clenched fist digging into my own palm until the barking of an officer snapped me out of my daze, saying, "Eyes front." That's an excerpt from Sound Sing Sing, man. It's a nice piece. As I told you before, when you started with that, it gives
mm-hmm.
readers a different outlook on crime and punishment and the street life and what gangsters do and how it's glorified, mainly because a lot of the books that are written today are about life on the streets, drugs, sex, money, women, you know, living that lifestyle.
The glory phase. It's the glory yes. phase of the story that's always promoted. But I was more interested in saying how messed up prison really is from an up-close point of view, because I get tired of reading certain things that I've learned can't even possibly happen in a prison. So if you're looking at any movies or some short series like Oz and things like that, so much of it is so untrue and so...
Uh-huh.
So just blown out of proportion. At the same time, what makes real prison so dangerous is absolutely true, because it can happen any time. It's the most dangerous thing about maximum security prison. And I know a lot of people like to use the term inmate to describe themselves or others describe them, but I never subscribe to being an inmate. I'm a prisoner because I was in prison. And that's what they
yeah.
do, keep you prison there. So I just wanted to clarify that for my readers, because sometimes so many advertisements will use the word inmate, but I kind of like got something against that term, to tell you the truth.
I remember we had that discussion. We had that discussion when it came to the title, when it came to doing the cover. You were adamant about that, but I don't remember exactly how it went. What the backstory is.
I don't either, but for some reason it always pops into my head, and I know it's silly at this point in my life, but I guess it's like old Vietnam veterans. There's a certain way they don't want, if you haven't been part of it, don't even say Vietnam or don't say Nam or something to that effect.
Yeah.
But I guess I feel the same way about that, because you really are a prisoner. I don't want them to soft soap, and I don't want any young men thinking you somebody's mate in there unless you choose that rope. But you're actually a prisoner.
Yeah.
And being a prisoner means your life stops. And that's, you know, pretty much what I hope somebody gets out of it.
I'm sure that will. Once again, it's Who's Who in African American Lit, Block Talk Radio Show. Your host, DJ Gasly, with my special guest, author Judge Naeem Cash, in the building. Again, he's the author of the Good and Bad series and also The Prison Yard and Sounds of Sing Sing, part of his True Life Prison series and books. Now, we're going to talk about the other book that you just released called A Prison Yard, also part of the Prison Life series. It takes you from inside the jail, basically with the sounds of the prison, to outside the jail when you're in the prison yard.
Absolutely.
But before we do that, we want to take a little time to talk about your music. We're going to come back to that story. But I'm going to take a little break. If you didn't know, George Lamcast is a singer, composer, and a musician. He has had a love for music for years, and still to this day is a DJ, a MC, as well as a music composer.
A studio producer whenever I get a chance.
Producer, as that, you write, arrange, and produce your tracks. I want to play one of the songs, and you didn't know that what I chose. The song I chose is an instrumental called Packing. You want to set that joint up? I'm going to play a little bit of it. But tell us a bit about that song and how it came about, and you know, what's the story behind this song entitled Packing?
I think in 2011, I made up my mind that I wanted to see if I can live a better life with the finances that I was commanding. So I was moving to South Carolina. And this song came out of me before I dismantled my studio in New York. So whenever I pack to go somewhere now, I play this song. But I wrote it because I was in good spirits about leaving New York and starting another leg of an adventure in my life.
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is a little bit of that song entitled Packing by George Arthur, George Naeem Cash. Fantastic, fantastic song, my brother.
Wow, I'm glad you picked that one.
Yeah, I wanted to, again, man, I wanted to play something that was a little upbeat, that kind of showcased your keyboard skills. Again, that song is much longer. It's only a 30-minute show, and we're going to bring you back on to talk about your music career, but we just want to interject that to expose some of the listeners
I really
to your musical talent.
That.
I like
appreciate
that, track,
that
man.
Musical plug. I really appreciate the musical plug, because I do love creating music, and thank you about that track. It just came to me.
What instruments are you playing on there? Are you playing all the instruments, and you produce the track solely
by
yourself?
By myself, yes. If you have the proper software in your computer. You know, you have an in-home studio, and
okay,
it's just a matter of me. I can hear in different musicians' frame of mind. I mean, I'm not a great musician about any of them, but I play the bass in that. I play the keyboards. I arrange for the strings and play those, any percussion. So it's a one-man kind of thing, but thanks to technology, I can express myself that way.
Nah, man, great piece of music. It's called Packing. Author, composer, producer, George Nyan Cass. All right, man, we're going to play another song a little later on. But
I'm glad I don't know which ones you're choosing. I'm just enjoying the fact that somebody else is picking some of my music to play. So I love it.
Nah, man, we got some surprises in store for the listeners out there today. Now, the writing career.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about the good and the bad ones. We celebrated. It's been out for over a year. You did very, very well on Amazon Kindle as well as paperback. You also did
absolutely
very well,
yeah,
with book signings around the country.
Absolutely, and I've been enjoying the ride.
Yeah, you've traveled from New York,
Baltimore,
South Carolina,
yes,
North Carolina,
mm-hmm,
Atlanta, and Oklahoma City.
Right.
What do you have to say to those fans who actually came out, man, to these book signing and these different events, man, to support you and purchase your book? In addition, I want to say that you have book sales worldwide, not just in the U.S., as well as Africa, the West Coast, and some other places.
Philippines. Yes.
Yeah, and the Philippines.
Philippines also, yes. And Mexico.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, well, congratulations on that, man. I know it got to feel good when you got people all around the world reading your book, different languages and things like that, man. How was that whole experience, man?
It's unbelievable, but the first part of your question was about the people that have been showing their support since day one,
yes,
and purchasing the book and all of that. I mean, it's just the same way I feel about music or anything else. When somebody takes a chance to express themselves with whatever God gave them and other people acknowledge it, it's a feeling that's almost like you can't describe it, but you're absolutely as much grateful as you can be about that kind of a thing. As far as how the book business works, you taught me everything I know. I know what to look for now, but this social media age that we're in is it's a blessing. You know, it's always a blessing when it's actually a blessing. It could be a curse, but in this particular instant, it's the it's a social media world that surprised me that people have this kind of interest and you can actually do business as far as books and things are concerned. So I'm still a fledgling in this whole thing, but I'm enjoying the ride and everything that I'm learning thus far.
Yeah, I got to tip my hat to you, man, the way you handle your presence on social media and you deal with, fans, readers all over the world, basically. You get people calling you, inboxing you for books and making orders for books. And you go about the business of sending them out, sending books overseas, books, over the country is it's something that a lot of authors don't do. They won't take orders. They'll tell you to go to Amazon and buy the book. Or, order the book from my website. But you actually take your orders personally. You autograph
your
books personally. I'll
go to the post office, autograph them. Yes,
yeah.
I do.
And
anytime
send them
somebody
out.
Gets a book directly from me, it comes with an autograph. And my exchange for that is just pose with the book and say where you're from, because that's just a record of how the word that I'm putting out there is getting spread around. So I love it. I love it all. I do.
Yeah. Again, it's just been a year with the book game, and to have the success that you have, man, shows your dedication, to your craft, and that perseverance, man, to stay focused and to not give up. As I told you before, we're just getting started on this thing, man. We gonna go full circle with this, and it's just phenomenal to see the success that we're having with WBMG Publishing based on the strength of your books along with Madeline. Madeline Namro as well as Andrea Yvette. She's no longer with us, but the students on her books, man.
Didn't you just sign a young man?
Yeah, we just signed another young man, didn't you? Yeah, we just
signed
a brother named Rashid Wise out of New York. He's going to go by the name of Baby Boy. His book is going to be dropping later this year. It's called Murder by Blood and the 845. Another book based on actual events, you know, true fiction from the streets. It's fire. You know, it's fire.
Congratulations
bringing the heat
to your publishing company. You seem like your stable is growing, and rightfully so. And that's what I love. There's no limit to this. It's no limit to this, and it's a beautiful thing. So it's as big as you want to commit yourself to making it, and it's limitless, basically.
Yeah, I like that, man, and I appreciate the way you welcoming these new members to the team to WBMG Publishing with open arms, man. You know, giving them support. You know, making yourself available if they have any questions about what's going on, how this works, and how things are done here at WBMG. I appreciate that. We also have another book that's going to come out called Hustle, If It Don't Make Dollars, Don't Make Sense, by a young lady from, I think she's from Cleveland, from somewhere, what is it, Ohio. Her name is Ms. DeJure. Her book is called Hustle, If It Don't Make Dollars, Don't Make Sense. That also is going to be released this year. So, yeah, we got some big things.
Yeah, about that last summer. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that deal is
we got some big things
pass,
going
huh?
on.
Good,
yeah, big
good.
Things going on. Madeline Namro, I published her book. She's a Polish author from Poland. All my favorite stories last year, but now she has another set of children's books called Storytime with Madeline Namro. That's about to drop this year. So we're doing really good, WBMG Publishing, man. And again, thanks for the support, man, that you had with that, man. Really appreciate it, man.
Yeah. And speaking of children's books, this is a segue, but I've been asked several times if everything that I'm going to be writing is about prison. So for the listeners out there and people that's been inquiring that, absolutely not. I just had to get that particular monkey off my chest and get those words out of my head so I wouldn't be so cluttered up there. But I've been definitely thinking about some fictional pieces that I want to write based on actual events. So I'll be working on that too. That soon as well, so it won't always be about the penitentiary. I just needed to purge that part of my life on paper.
All right, and you know, and that's good that you mentioned that because it shows the versatility that you have. You know, as I said, you wrote the first book based on your life story. Now you're watching the prison stories or the penitentiary stories as somebody tried to allude to them. Another piece of the puzzle, another way of showcasing your talent and your creativity as a writer. So, yeah, man, listen, whatever it is you write, you put your heart in it. You know, you're trying to
That's
give your
right.
readers diversity and something and to let you know that we're in this game for real. And the books are going to just keep coming. Once again, everybody, Who's Who in African American Land, Blog Talk Radio Show, George Knight in Cash in the building, you know, doing this thing. Now you're in Oklahoma City right now, I understand. You're in Oklahoma City.
Yes, sir.
How's things out there, man? I know you're unaffiliated with a bookstore out there. You're gonna be you made an appearance at a bookstore, I believe it's Full Circle in Oklahoma City.
Yes,
you're going there, get back there again.
I'll be there the third Saturday of August, I'm booked to be there. They have a lot of authors there. This is book season now, and the store is beautiful. I have books already on their shelves. I'm also going to plug into the Barnes & Noble that's here in Kansas City. And I think you asked me about how was Kansas City, or was just a book question? Or
I meant to say Oklahoma City. I might have said
yeah, Oklahoma City. Yeah, it's a lot of busy weather out here. I'll say that about Oklahoma, but I'm getting used to it like I do with anywhere else that I travel to. I'll lay some roots and get to know the people, places, and things. But it was a change of pace, and it's just another chapter in my particular life book, if you pardon the metaphor.
No, I get it. I understand totally. You know how much I've moved in the last 10 years from
Absolutely.
New York, Atlanta, D.C., and now South Florida. I see, you know, listen, change is change. And, you know, if you're going to make it work and take advantage of all the opportunities and good things that are going to happen while you're in whatever city you're at. But, again, that's Full Circle Bookstore in Chinook, Oklahoma City. And you're going to be there in August.
The third Saturday of August. I don't know that date actually right now, but I'm already booked with the store to make that appearance, yes.
All right, well, we'll get that information, man, and do some promotions. People out there know where they can find you, where they can see you at to get autographed books, as well as where they can, what bookstore they can go and get the books.
And
now,
shout
I got
out
another
to all
song.
The all the book clubs out there that might be listening. Shout out to all the book clubs and local book clubs in Oklahoma. I'm dying to hear from you guys. And shout out to anybody from any book club. Feel free to contact me at any time. Sorry about that interruption, Gatsby.
No, that's a good point, man. We wanted to show some love to the book clubs out there. If you do have a book club and you're interested in featuring any of the books by author George Niam Cass, whether it's the Kindles, Prison Life series, or the autobiography, feel free to reach out to him on Facebook and inbox him. Check him out on author George Niam Cash, as well as his personal page, George Cash. And I think it's Brown Girls Book Club with Tangela out in Texas. And Emma Powell has another book club down in Atlanta. It's a lot of them out there. You know, big shout out to everybody who's wrote a review, you know, because you got tons of reviews out there, man, for all the books, man. I really appreciate the love and support that's coming.
Absolutely.
What I wanted to say is that we got another song we're going to play. We're going to close the show out with that.
Great.
It's called Fool 2.
Okay.
You said it was kind of a slow jam or kind of a laid-back song, but as a DJ, I thought, you know, your talent was showing there, that musical talent was showing, and that's what we're trying to preview on this segment.
That's
show,
beautiful. Show them I can go to the bedroom groove, by all means, and thank you. And thank you, everybody, for listening.
Yeah, absolutely, man. We're doing big things. We're making a mark and setting an example for a lot of young people who've been through trials and tribulations, you know, in and out of jail, or in and out of good times and bad times. The future is bright, my brother. And again, man, I'm glad we got this time to come on.
I appreciate the 30 minutes. I really do. It's been a minute.
Yeah, yeah, because a lot of times we have different guests coming back and forth, but I figure we just need to kind of clear the air, man, and get people up to speed on what's been happening. So, you know, don't forget, man, George Niam Cash. You got three books out now. The Good and the Bad.
Sounds of Sing Sing. And The Yard.
Yeah, and The Prison Yard. All available on Kindle, with The Good and the Bad available on paperback. Now the Prison Life series, once it's completed, it's going to be a paperback. So all you
great
people that are interested in The Yard or interested in The Sounds of Sing Sing and the other books of the Prison Life series, once that series is completed on Kindle, it's going to be adapted to a paperback, and you'll be able to get all the stories from that Kindle series available.
Absolutely.
And that's going to be either later on in the year or sometime next year, because you had a lot of people that don't do Kindle. You know, a lot of people are aging, but they like paperbacks, and you want to address that and let them know. Listen, before we go, man, we're going to play that song to close the show out. But before we go, shout outs, last words, or anything you want to say to the people out there, man, who, you know, who's been supporting you.
Thank you very much to everybody that has supported me thus far. And if I touched anybody new, welcome aboard. Peace, flame on. We ain't going to stop.
All right. Once again, George Niam Cash, author, music composer. We can play a couple of more songs from him the next time he comes on. Follow him on Facebook and Instagram. Reverb Nation, what is it, SoundCloud, YouTube?
SoundCloud, YouTube under Niam Cash. So I got plenty of music out there, and I see you guys in the funny papers. Good looks on this whole interview thing, Gatsby.
Man, you know it's what we do. All right, good night, everybody. Don't forget to join me every Wednesday night, Who's Who in African American Lit Block Talk Radio Show, right here, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also look for my interview next Wednesday with author K.D. McGregor. He was on the show before. He's the author of Backs Against the Wall. He's going to be back on our show next Wednesday for a full 30-minute interview to talk about what he's been doing, his latest book, Backs Against the Wall, and his upcoming projects. So,
Can this interview be heard? I'm sorry to interrupt. Can somebody that missed
absolutely,
this?
Absolutely, man. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
I'll post the link.
Shout that
you're going to go
quick.
To, yeah, if you want to check out the show after this is over, you go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DJ Gatsby, and you'll be able to check out all the shows that I've done over the past 2 years.
Yeah.
So with that being said,
don't
forget to follow DJ Gatsby, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, YouTube, as well as WBMG Publishing on Facebook. Visit whoshoinafricanamericanlit.com and, you know, follow me as The Book Critic also on Facebook. If you want to be a guest on the show, email me at djgasterx@yahoo.com and I'll give you all the information on how you can be a guest. And if you're interested in book promotions and or publishing, again, call me at 914-483-9496. Or just email me, djgatsbyx@yahoo.com. Yo, Cash, we out, man. I'll talk to you soon.
Peace, my brother.
We're going to play that song. All right, everybody, have a good night. God bless. Thanks for listening to Who's Who, African American Lit, Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, DJ Gatsby. Don't forget to listen and join us every Wednesday, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, as we interview some of the most profound African American authors in the literary industry. Good night and God bless.